Blue pulled up to the usual meeting point. Blue took the package and walked back to his car. Blue never looked back after his deals. But this time, he just didn't feel right. He looked back. He got into his car and took a deep breath. This was it. It was over. He was that nigga. Just as he was going to turn the key to drive off, the car door flew open. Within seconds, there were guns in his face. Blue just knew he was going to be murdered.
Don't move, Zilk! Call the police!
Blue just laid on the ground with his hands in the air. Everything just started spinning. This is just the beginning. Family time.
Hello, what's up?
Blue just got busted.
Keisha, please, I'm not understanding. What is going on? Where's my husband? Where is Marquise, my son? Guy, hello, Blue.
Jay, it's me. Listen, baby, I love you. I'm sorry. We got a few minutes, so listen carefully. There's a phone number for a lawyer, and his name is Richard Abraham. Call him. You'll know what to do.
Keisha, Blue is gone.
Wait a minute. What you talking about, girl? He is just fine. I just said he was sick so we could hang out.
Now, put on this lawyer's pass. The guard on duty is on my payroll. The guard will take us to the lawyer and client room that doesn't have any cameras. Now,
Jamaica was so anxious. In 2 minutes, she would be riding a man like she never ruined before.
I'm not playing, Blue. It better not be no more surprises. I better not hear about some bitch coming to see you, writing letters, no bullshit, because I'm telling you, it will be over.
I cannot be on family time.